Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you would like to get in contact with this show, off the top, I will give you 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. If you'd like to see and hear the program, go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then type in the word radio, scroll down to Talktainment number 2. And you're there. While you're there, hit the like and subscribe button. We would also, though, like for you to go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and all you have to do is click at the top or listen live, and that's all you have to do. And hit the like and subscribe button there. And finally, you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment to hear the entire show. And hear yourself, which a lot of people like to do. You can do that also. Okay, last week's show was supposed to be about the obstruction of justice. Justice being J-U-S-T, just us. And not justice as the racist white supremacists would have you think about. But we didn't get to that show because of some nationwide issues with the phone service that we had, but that has been corrected, so we are very grateful, you know, for that. Okay, don't forget the donate hour, which is the second hour. Don't forget that, and please donate. And while we're on that, when you purchase the book, Mr. Fuller's book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, it is best that you go to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. In about 45 minutes, Mr. Fuller will give you a more detailed explanation of how to get the materials concerning the compensatory concept, but it's just better if you go to producejustice.com. That way, it just makes everything okay. Alrighty, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you this morning?
Good morning, I'm still learning.
Good, I'm having a little phone. Can you hear me well, Mr. Fuller? Because I'm hearing some static. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
No, I cannot hear you clearly and loudly, but we'll work that issue out. I don't know if the usual suspects are at play, but anyway, we will proceed going on here. Okay, alrighty. Phone line? Oh, okay. Alright. Let's do this. Mr. Fuller, we were going to discuss the obstruction of justice. That was a term that was used heavily last week in the hearings concerning Bill Barr and the state, or rather the attorney general, the top law official for the U.S. Justice Department, and that word kept coming up. But we know that you have invented a compensatory or made-up word for justice, which I somewhere down the show you will get speak to. But the obstruction of just us, meaning us as black folk, just us. And then I added this, racial population tailoring confusion, which I had a tape where you were speaking about that. When you think about, Mr. Fuller, the obstruction of just us as being black folk, what does that bring to your mind or thoughts?
Well, justice is supposed to cover everybody on the planet, 24/7. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Hopefully everybody else can, too. But I do hear an echo.
Okay.
Justice applies to everybody, 24/7. In other words, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you want to put it in that time frame, all the time. Meaning, people are supposed to be in balance with each other.
Yes, sir.
And the compensatory definition that I gave it means you have to guarantee, underline the word guarantee, that no person is mistreated at any time in any area of activity, and no person, and the second part is, every person has to get the constructive help that he or she needs. That has to be guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been done in the history of the universe as far as recorded history is concerned.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen a record where, even during the times of building the pyramids or whatever anybody was doing, that nobody was mistreated. That's the key. Not so much just putting up things and going here and going there. We need a world in which everybody can be safe. You can walk out your door and you don't have to worry about anybody doing any harm to you in an aggressive, non-constructive manner.
Okay. Wait a minute.
No person is mistreated at any time. And the person that needs help the most always gets the most constructive help.
Okay.
Now, that can be done. It should be just routine. It should be taken for granted. It should have been that way from the beginning.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, my producers are telling me they want you to hang up and call back again so we can eliminate the noise on this end. Something is going on here. So could you just pardon and just hang up and call the station back so we can eliminate this noise?
Call the station back immediately?
Yeah, immediately.
So we can do that
okay.
Right now.
All righty. Okay. What we're doing here is we're going to have Mr. Fuller call back because we are having an issue with the noise. Hopefully you can't hear it, but I can certainly hear that. But we are speaking with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., speaking about the obstruction of justice, just us, not justice as they would have us, they being the white supremacists, would have us think about. And Mr. Fuller was in his definition of what that justice is, about nobody being mistreated, all being in balance. We should be in balance. Pardon me. But obviously we're not. So Mr. Fuller has come up with his term for that, what balance means. So what we're doing, we are efforting, Mr. Fuller, pardon me, to call back to us immediately so we can proceed with the show. And what we wanted to do also was have him speak to racial population tailoring confusion, which is a term that he had spoke about. And we want to get that together so that we can have a clear idea as to what he is discussing and what he is talking about. I think we're about to get him on the line here again. That is technology for you, but that's okay, because we want to make sure that you can hear and that I can hear. Okay, we have him back. Okay, we have him. Okay, Mr. Fuller? Okay, get that right together again. Okay, I'm waiting for the signal so that we can proceed with the show. Okay, in the meantime, this is what we call filler up time. I really don't want to speak right now, but we have to in order to blend this in. Okay, and I'm waiting for the signal. But anyway, that's very important. As you saw or got tired of seeing, that was on TV when they being the Senate or whoever they were speaking about charges against the president or of obstructing justice, according to what the special counsel Robert Mueller had written and suggested in his report that he turned in to the Attorney General, and then a lot of that was redacted and given to the Senate, and then he spoke about it, and that term came up of it was obvious that there was some obstructing of justice. So I put that as a question for Mr. Fuller to show how or address the fact how we as black people have been obstructed from what justice is. Okay, do we have him now? No, not yet. Okay. Have him back. Mr. Fuller?
I'm here.
Okay, good, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Pardon me, that's technology. Okay. I hear you loud and clear now without all that thing. Okay, now, you were speaking about your made-up term of justice. Pardon me, I have a tremendous allergies working today. The obstruction of justice, but you made up your made-up term. What I did was, Mr. Fuller, took that word justice and made it us, just, J-U-S-T, and then us. And that is what I want to have you address, how we as black folk have been obstructed, obstruction of just us. Can you address that, please, sir?
Well, you can't have racism and justice on the same planet, same time. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Racism means you guarantee mistreatment of people. That's what that is. Racism is a guarantee that people will be mistreated on the basis of what? On the basis of color. That's all it is. That's all racism is. That's all it ever was. That's all it could be within that context.
Mm-hmm.
Mistreating people, dominating and mistreating people based on the color of the person who is being mistreated. That's what racism is. Racism and justice cannot exist on the same planet at the same time. That's absolutely impossible. That's the science. That's the premise. Now, that statement is either true or false, but it has to be, because justice means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated for any reason, and guaranteeing that the person that he needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, that's all the time, everywhere. You can't have justice, and I think Martin Luther King even said that. You can't have justice in one place and non-justice in another place. That's not justice. So justice is always for all. Somebody has said, I mean, it's written down in many a document, justice for all. Justice for all. But you don't have to add the for all, because if it's not for all, it's justice. That's the logic. Follow the logic.
Okay.
You can't have somebody being mistreated and then other people treated well, mm-hmm, and claim you have justice. Mm-hmm. That's impossible.
Okay. So we are all out of balance. Okay. Now, how does that apply toward black people, us being obstructed?
Well, we're under the system of racism. We're prisoners of war. No peace has ever been declared and put into effect. We have had what you call statute law, There are three types of laws: common, stature, and case, in the Northwestern Hemisphere. Stature law means it's written down.
Mm-hmm.
But in common law, racism is the dominant government of the entire planet. In common law, it's all kind of laws on the books saying you're not. We don't practice racism here. Racism is outlawed. No. We have it right here on the books, on page so-and-so and page so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got that all over the world just about now in 2019. But in common law, which is a law, meaning common law means people do it anyway. Like, it's against the law, you might say, to go through a red light. But in common law, people go through red lights. So they speed on modern highways all the time. They go over the speed limit all day long, every day. That's common law, meaning you keep doing it anyway, regardless of what's on the books. And so racism is, you know, against it is on the books. But common law is still being practiced. So you just simply can't have justice as long as you have it in common law.
Yes, sir.
And what we call slavery never stopped. Because what is slavery? Slavery is nothing but mistreatment of a person. If you're being mistreated for 5 minutes, you were a slave for those 5 minutes. That's all slavery is. It's mistreatment by a name. It's different types of mistreatment, all kinds of mistreatment.
Yes, sir.
And slavery is just another form of mistreatment. That's all it is. You don't even have to use the word slavery. You can just say the person is being mistreated. The person is being mistreated. You're not treating the person correctly. You're abusing the person. You're doing something against the person that shouldn't be done. That is slavery.
Okay.
And anytime you're subject to a person who is doing that, that person has you as a slave. But if you're being robbed on the street at gunpoint, you are a slave to that robber during the time of the robbery. And you're still enslaved to that person if you your rent is due and the person that robbed you on the street took your rent. But the master slaves on the planet, for non-white people, in answer to your question, the master slave masters are the white supremacists. Every white person that practices racism anytime in any form is a part of the slave system of mistreatment. So the slaves, meaning black people, period, wherever they are, were never so-called emancipated.
Yes, sir.
They were resettled, scattered, etc. But they were still under the system of white supremacy. So every person who is classified as black is still a victim of non-justice and a slave wherever he or she happens to be on the planet. Why? Because white supremacy is a slave system. And as long as it exists, because it's a system of mistreatment of people based on color, you still have slavery. So this thing, we can start just saying it, and everybody should start saying it, not just on this program. The slaves were never freed, because if you have racism, you have slavery.
Yes,
it's
sir.
The same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. The Wellness Spot with Tanya Karen, Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins, and the Quay Morgan Hill Show with Quay Morgan. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. That means you can't get them anywhere but here. And if you would like, all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Programs for a list of all the shows that TalkTainment Radio has and give it what we call a sample. You know, you don't have to listen to the whole or the entire program, but give a sample. Listen to it so that you can kind of get an idea of what the show is like. That and much more from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today, we are attempting to, or have Mr. Fuller address the obstruction of justice. You can call in at 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we will try to get you on. Mr. Fuller, I was looking at a tape that someone had put up concerning, you were making a statement called racial population tailoring confusion. Do you remember that? And if you do, what is that?
Well, that's in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, the 2016 edition. Racial population tailoring just means a lot of people, of course, they give their opinion, but this is mine. A lot of people say that the white supremacists are planning on exterminating all of the black people on the planet. And I've taken the position, going back years, I looked at that and I said, oh, if the white supremacists wanted to completely eradicate black people, or non-white people from the planet, we would have been gone a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not their plan, in my opinion. And I've said that for years, and I put it in the book and whatnot. But one thing, look at the logic. And this is how I came to that conclusion. They had the muscle to do that, because there's nobody to stop them. Nobody cares about us that much. Nobody cares if the white supremacists said, we're going to kill all black people. This is 2019.
Mm-hmm.
They are nothing but a nuisance. They're just in the way. Look at them, all walking up and down the street, taking up space, taking up housing, whining about this, whining about that. Let's just kill them all. Let's, meaning every white person that sees a black person, kill him. Kill him. Kill her. Kill all the babies. Just get rid of them. And we don't have to be bothered with all this demonstrating in the street and talking about welfare and talking about better schools and housing. Just eradicate them from the face of earth. And naturally, some white people would even say, well, how are we going to do that? I mean, you know, somebody might get mad about that. Then you come down to the question, let's just use logic now. Who would be mad about that enough to put a stop to it? When black people slaughter each other. Black people are mad at each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even want to be around each other, can't be around each other under the system of white supremacy, because we've been trained to be against each other. So there's no black people who have the muscle to stop the white supremacists from killing us. So what people would stop them? The only thing that would stop the white supremacists from killing black people, even if they announced it on every radio, that starting July the 1st, they're going to have a killing spree like you have never seen worldwide. Kill every black person in sight, on sight. And every white person that's eligible to do so, or anybody else who wants to join in. Nope, nothing could stop that other than our creator. All right? So getting back to your central question, racial depopulation, they're not planning on that. And it's logical that they wouldn't, because they could have done that many years ago.
Okay.
Not just here in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So why are we still here? Because they want us here. Want us here for what?
Yeah, for what?
In order to practice white supremacy. That okay. is the supreme value. Now let's stop and think about that. That's very important. What is it that when a white person wakes up in the morning and stretches and yawns and says, okay, what do I do today? I go to work. I do this. I do that. I get my children ready for school and
mm-hmm.
all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for school, ready for work, in order to do what? In order to be successful. See, I'm just talking about the each individual white person on the planet as we speak right now. Okay? Success. Everybody wants success, All right. Success at doing what? What is success? Well, in a world dominated by racism, where that is the supreme value, see what I mean? There's no value on this planet among the people that is more supreme, because supreme means supreme.
Yes, sir.
Than the system of white supremacy. I mean, that's what you live for. To look out your window and see dark-skinned people. I mean, just, you know, in a crazy state.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to do. Under your thumb. That's power. That's a value.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to hold on to. When you have been taught this all your life, directly, indirectly, that black is evil. Anything that's dark, a dark day, a dark mood. Has anybody ever photographed a mood? I mean, how can you say that a mood is dark? All right? Even black people use the term dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a derogatory manner. If it's dark, I mean, there's something to be shunned, something to be despised. So you got a ready-made target when you're stretching and yawning, if you're a white person. I mean, to say, hey, I got somebody I can abuse, all right? I mean, and that makes me feel what? Makes me feel powerful, that's what. Something that I can push around, not just the animals and the birds and bees and all that type of thing, but I got creatures that kind of look like people, but I don't have to treat them like people. I don't have to treat them, certainly, on an equal level to myself. So I say they're subhuman. And that does what for me? It makes me feel good. I got somebody to look down on. Why? Why do I need somebody to look down on? Because that's what's been taught to me.
That's what's been taught.
Gotta have somebody to look down on.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how are you going to make a movie? How are you going to do anything that's of value?
Hmm.
I mean, why do you go fishing? You look down on the fish. You do what with a fish? You go fishing. Now, you're not hungry for fish. But for sport, you do what? You take some expensive fishing equipment and leave your comfortable surroundings, your house, and you go out and throw a fish line in the water with a hook on the end of that line. And the fish, who is just trying to survive, sees that hook and it's called a lure. And the fish is lured toward it, and you watch that fish and say, oh, he's coming up there. Oh, he's coming now. Ah, yeah. Oh, now I got him. And you reel him in.
Okay.
And throw him in the bucket.
Throw him in the bucket.
And sometimes, before the day is over, what do a lot of what you call professional fishers do? They look at that fish in that bucket, take the fish out of the bucket, throw it back into the water, and then next week, come back and snatch it out of the water again on a hook.
All right.
Making the fish miserable.
Let's do
now,
this.
Now, just that illustration alone, I hope, population tailoring, they get rid of so many fish. They get rid of so many black people. And then they say, that's enough. Because we want to go fishing again.
Okay.
That's why.
We got to leave it right there for this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Hopefully we'll have some phone calls, but we will have some Gmails. And this, Mr. Fuller, while we take break, can you look up where we can find racial population tailoring confusion? You say it's in the book. When you come back, tell us what page that's on so I can check it out. All that and more coming up next on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
100 Black Women Columbus. Gas, Eggs, and Friends, Saturday, May the 11th at the Boathouse Restaurant. Hosted by Talktainment Radio's Kahari and Aharo. Featuring Bobby Floyd, Mark Hampton, Derek Norris, Lisa Griffin, Darshall Williams, Dean Sims, Kristen Bynum, and Deja Mitchell. For tickets, call 614-572-1310 or go to 100blackwomencolumbus.org.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Michael, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
You got the power.
You go now to talktainmentradio.com, app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today's discussion, being Wednesday, May the 8th, 2019, the obstruction of justice. Justice being just, J-U-S-T, us as being black people, / racial population tailoring confusion. Mr. Fuller, before I go to the Gmails, I did find it. It being racial population tailoring confusion on page 27 in the revised expanded edition.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's one of the six basic racial strategies for racist confusion. And six strategies, and that's one of them. That's number three.
Yes, sir.
Racial population tailoring confusion. See, the emphasis is not on the reducing population, the emphasis is on causing more confusion among non-white people. That's, you know, because if they just wanted to, like I said before, eliminate black people from the planet, we would have been gone a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Because no black person, nobody, and not enough white people have the muscle to stop white people who make this decision. The white supremacists are the most powerful people on the planet. So if they just want to kill black people, all of us, nothing is going to stop them short of the Creator, whatever you call the Creator, God, Allah, the Great Spirit, etc., etc. Because no black person for sure has that kind of muscle to stop white supremacists from having mass slaughter. There's no group of black people anywhere on this planet that could stop that. That'd just be a steamroller.
Yes, sir.
And in a few months, we'd be extinct, period.
Yes, sir.
No black people on the planet at all.
Okay. Now, for those who do not have the revised, expanded edition of the book, in which in a few moments Mr. Fuller will give you all the details on how to get the book. Mr. Fuller, on page 27, just for clarity's sake, can you start to read where it says racial population tailoring so that none of us are confused?
Right. Okay. This means, and this is strictly my opinion, like everything in the books, this means that the white supremacists may kill large numbers of non-white people, which they do, either directly or indirectly, in selected areas on a massive scale, which they do. They will kill them by drying out of poison or poisoning the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't just have to come around what you call police brutality and that type of thing. You just dry up the water where a lot of black people are. They know how to do that. They can build a dam 300 miles up the river, and here you are with your tribe, for example, and you've been getting water here in this river for thousands of years, all passed down from generation to generation, pure, clean water, running water. But little by little, the water dries up, and you can't figure it out. Why is the water? This water has been coming down, you know, out of the mountains for thousands of years. The white supremacists built a dam 1,000 miles away. See, they are the most skilled people on the planet. They know how to do stuff like that. You don't even know they're up there. But they cut the water off. Little by little, you got less and less water. Then you begin to what? Without water. Your crops die.
Mm-hmm.
Then you die. That's how they control populations. That's not right here in the book, but I just want to say that much.
All right, continue,
all right?
Please.
Or they can poison the water that you have. You
yes,
don't
sir.
Even know the water's poison.
Mm-hmm.
They got all kinds of poison, dumping poisonous waste, etc. It says here on page 27.
Yes, sir.
They tailor the population for the purpose of maintaining better control over all the remaining non-white people. And they have many ways of doing this.
Continue.
The white supremacists sometimes kill large numbers of non-white people on an ongoing, well-thought-out basis. They do not intend to kill all of the non-white people of the known universe. They intend to tailor the number of non-white people by killing a calculated number in different places, in different times, according to whatever will best fit any long-term or short-term plans that the white supremacists, racist man and racist woman, have in mind for better control and future domination and mistreatment of non-white people.
Okay, last part.
Last part is part of the white supremacist plan of killing selected populations of non-white people is to, from time to time, produce situations among non-white people that will guarantee that they will, out of anger, frustration, jealousy, want, and or confusion, kill each other.
Mm.
See, they know how to do that.
Yes, sir.
Which they do. Everywhere you find black people in the northwestern hemisphere, and in the southern hemisphere of what they call so-called South America, right there in Brazil. Look at where black people are
mm-hmm.
in Brazil, and look at the killing rate among black people themselves.
Mm.
That's orchestrated.
Orchestrated, yes.
Yes, the white supremacists set that up and then provide all the guns and whatnot, and so they're running around in those hillsides overlooking Rio, the city of God, all right, slaughtering each other on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the white supremacists set that up.
Yes, sir.
That's population tailoring.
Finish that up, please, Mr. Fuller, all of this, where it says all of this racial population tailoring.
Hello?
Yeah, I ask you to go ahead and finish this up where it says all of this racial population tailoring.
All of this racial population tailoring is designed to have the effect of guaranteeing that the non-white people of the known universe, in their greatest numbers, will not be of any major constructive value to any people except racist man and racist woman.
Wow.
That's the white supremacy.
Now,
in other words, whatever we do is supposed to make them stronger.
Yes, sir.
That's a part of the population tailoring strategy.
Now, this is on page 27 of the revised, expanded edition of the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept.
27 and 28.
Yeah, 27 and 28. Mr. Fuller just read this out of the book, which is one of the reasons why it is imperative that you get the book. And at this particular time, Mr. Fuller, since we are there, and since it is the quarter of the hour, 45 minutes after the hour, we need you to talk about this book. Go ahead.
Well, you can get the books by simply going to Produce, Produce, Produce Justice, producejustice.com. That's it. producejustice.com, producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of what the textbook is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's under a long title, but don't let that throw you. If you want the book, that long title doesn't mean anything until you actually read the first part of the book, which the title of the book is explained.
Yes.
It's called the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. Now, with a title like that, the average person wouldn't want to even bother with a title like that. I know I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But there is a equal title. I call them equal. I used to call it supplementary, but it's an equal title. The Compensatory Counter-Racist Code. All right. That's a little closer. And then a third that's down near the bottom of the cover. A textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism, which is white supremacy, and white supremacy in parentheses. And that's all explained inside the book, too, because racism is white supremacy. No other form of racism other than white supremacy. That's the only show in town. Actually, it's the most powerful government on the planet. Well, you say each individual is a government, which is true, but the most powerful government on the planet Earth in 2019 is the government of white supremacy. You call it in capital letters, the system of white supremacy. And it's the most powerful political force and stronger than all of the religions put together. So it's a religion. It's the supreme religion. There's no religion more powerful than the religion of white supremacy. That's the title of it. Not Christianity, not Islam, not Judaism, not Confucianism, not Hinduism, not any of the other major religions, and the tribal religions. All of them, there's many, many hundreds and hundreds of religions, of tribal religions, all over the you know, in every little village and whatnot. People have their own. Religion is just a strong belief backed up by action. So let's get that straight. What is a religion? A strong belief backed up by action that usually has, in many religions, in the imagination of the people or in the programs of the people, a supreme being. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes people say that, well, it's a combination of things. I mean, you've got spirits in the water, spirits in the air. All of these different spirits are gods themselves and all like that. That's people's religions. But the supreme religion on the planet Earth in 2019 are those white people who believe in mistreating people based on color, and that they have a system or a religion called the system of white supremacy. Nothing matches that in power, and everybody of color bows down to it if they tell the truth. Now, that statement I just made is either true or false. So just ask yourselves that question. Is that true? Is the religion of white supremacy stronger than Christianity? Is it? It either is or it isn't. Do people who say that they are Christians and they are people of color, when the white supremacists come around, do they stick with their Christianity or their brand of Christianity? Because there's different facets of it. When the white supremacists say, I'm here now, you will no longer do this. Why? Because I said so, that's why. Do those people stick with what they have been taught all their lives? That nobody takes their place, nobody stops them from practicing what they are practicing? And so far, the evidence shows the white supremacists say, I don't care what God you pray to. When I come around, if you're a person of color, you better do what I say do, or you're going to find out what God really is, because I'm your God on this earth. Now, you might have one after you die. They'll tell you what to do, but you're going to do what I say do as long as you're on my planet, because I run this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that runs this show. In God we trust, and I'm your God if you are a person with black skin,
mm-hmm.
period. And they, so far, hey, they've had no takers on that. There are a lot of people who have challenged them, and then very unfortunate things have happened to them so far. That's the truth.
Okay. So producejustice.com is where you can get this book. Okay, let's go to the Gmails. Okay, Mr. Fuller, it says here, this comes from Frames, says this, Mr. Fuller, since the correct thing according to you is for murderers to kill themselves, and abortion is murder, is that what you suggest women do who have undergone that procedure? In other words, should women who have abortions kill themselves afterwards, in your reasoning, since you say it's murder?
Well, no, I hadn't even thought of that at the time that I wrote it, but that's something to consider. Now, so the white supremacists say that to black people, abortions are fine. They're all right. In some areas of the world, in other areas, they say, no, 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 not until I tell you. Because they still run things. They run everything. We are in a prison. So I look at it within that context. And so prisoners of war, they just have to make that selection themselves. And a woman can do that, now that I think about it. If she wants to, she say, well, if you make me kill my baby, I might as well be dead myself. So, when I kill my baby, I'm going to, because that's murder. That's against my religion or against my principles. But that's why the textbook says United Independent. That's a decision for her to make. But I hadn't considered that at the time that I wrote the textbook, because, you know, the textbook doesn't cover everything. So that's a decision that a black female has to make on her own, that when she kills a baby, she says, well, I'm going to, because that's against my principles, all right, if you allow me. Now, the white supremacists might say, no, we'll abort the baby, all right, but we're not going to abort you, and if you try to abort yourself, we're going to try to prevent it, okay, because suicide is supposed to be illegal, okay, under the white supremacists. You can't kill yourself without their permission, like everything else we do in the system of white supremacy, all right? So then that's a part of the tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the hospital, the woman's baby has been aborted. Now she's grabbing the knife off the table, trying to slit her own throat, okay? And the nurses and everybody's grabbing her, trying to stop her. You said this might come to that type of scene. But here again, the United Independent System says everything, and the textbook says it. See, the textbook is not dictatorial. That's another thing I want everybody all throughout the world to understand. Neely Fuller's textbook is just a book of suggestions. You don't have to pay any attention to it at all if it doesn't apply to you, if it doesn't work for you, if it doesn't do what you want it to do in your best interest in a constructive manner. That's how it's written. You know, if you're reading it from back to front, if you find nothing in it, like the first people who looked at the book, the original copy back in 1984, he said, Fuller, I looked at your book. I don't find nothing in there. You ain't got that book is nothing. It ain't nothing in that book that I can use. I said, nothing? Nothing in the book that you can use? He said, absolutely nothing. And you have written a book that don't mean nothing to me. I said, well, that's exactly what the book, how the book is written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you don't find anything in it that you can use that will work in your best interest in a constructive manner, then that means that you don't have, because it's written for people that got a race problem and all the problems that come with that, but if you don't see that, where that helps you to solve any of your problems, because apparently you don't have any, then the book doesn't even apply to you. So the book actually works for you,
okay,
in that manner.
Okay.
You discovered that you don't have any problem.
Okay. Now, right. Well, to answer that abortion question,
yes.
If a woman decides to off herself according to what she thinks you have written, would that be considered maximum emergency compensatory action?
No. Maximum emergency compensatory action is action taken in the killing of a suspected white supremacist.
Okay.
So that would just be the lady just killing herself, that's all.
Okay.
That's just suicide, that's
but,
all.
But they killed all the baby. Right. But you believe,
yeah, and that was murder on the part of the baby. So suicide is self-murder, you might say. All right? Depending on what word you want to attach to it, because it's you who's doing it. It's you who is doing it.
Yes.
See, the white supremacists call some things accidental. That's really murder. Okay? Depends on who's doing it and what they call it. See, these are just words for killing.
Okay.
That's all it is. Killing. Kill it.
Mm.
Kill this. Kill that. And
right.
See, the system of white supremacy is set up where you actually worship killing.
Okay.
Look at the so-called blockbuster movies.
We have to leave it there right at this particular hour. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. This is the end of the first hour. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why? one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio.